Welcome to yet another exciting episode of Last Two Club podcast. This is your host, Vittal Mane, founder of Last Two Club, a wonderful human being at heart, with humanity as my religion and one nation as my nationality. I'm a career analyst, content creator, a lifestyle coach, and a branding strategist. On this podcast, from solo to interactive sessions, each episode aims to empower you and guide you with actionable strategies and tips for your personal growth and building your stronger inner world. Are you aware that Last Two Club has its own mobile app too? Download the app from Google or Apple Play Store and start listening to all my podcast episodes from our own mobile app. Last Two Club ko sunte rehna, matlab zindagi se jude rehna. This is another very special episode from my Life's Heroes series of podcasts. After my last candid chat with my spiritual guru, today I am going to have a wonderful conversation with my mentor, my teacher, who helped me progress in my engineering profession. This was back in 2010, after my almost 11 plus years in oil and gas service sector, when I was looking for someone who can teach me piping engineering. And I found many of my known senior professionals in the industry recommended me to take an admission in Suvidya Institute of Technology in Mumbai. Very humble, down to earth, and inspiration to me when it comes to technical knowledge in the engineering industry. I passed out my piping engineering from Suvidya Institute of Technology in March 2010. And today, I'm so honored to get his time to talk to me on this podcast. And I'm going to talk to my teacher, my guru in my professional journey, Mr. Vasant Mistry. He is a founder and MD of Suvidya Institute of Technology and Ascent Techno Solutions. He is playing dual role actually of setting up chemical plants and to support in engineering activities for other clients through his Ascent Techno Solutions, while he is also training and mentoring engineering students to make them industry ready and so that they can start working on the project from their very first day in the job through the Suvidya Institute of Technology. From many academic and certifications and qualifications, I would like to highlight two of the qualifications, which is he has done piping engineering from IIT Mumbai, maybe when he really started his engineering journey. And then recently, I know when I was talking to him, he shared with me that he finished his master's in oil and gas project management from Liverpool University in UK. Vasant Mistry sir has trained 39 plus nationalities, designed more than 100 engineering projects. He has working experience of more than 36 years. He is also a chairman of Skill Council of Maharashtra Chambers of Commerce. He is also awarded by prestigious Rajiv Gandhi Shiromani Award from Rajiv Gandhi Foundation in 2008 for outstanding individual achievements and distinguished services to the nation. He is also honored with a lifetime award for excellent contribution in education from Indian Economic Development and Research Association. If I talk about his experience and professional membership, then the list is very huge. Mark my words that if you want to get ready for oil and gas engineering sector, then you must join Suvidya Institute of Technology and start your career with confidence of, say, about added experience of 3 to 4 years. So for all the listeners, this is going to be a very, very insightful discussion. And without wasting much of our time, let's dive and see what we can learn today from this teacher-student conversation. Thank you very much, sir, first of all, for your time and accepting my invitation and coming on the podcast of Last Two Club. And I'm so honored and privileged to have you on this interactive podcast on Last Two Club, because I have already posted almost 10 podcasts, and Last Two Club podcast has reached for 12 plus countries and 500 plus downloads. And this is such a honor to have you on this podcast, where I'm sure the purpose, what I'm driving through for careers of professionals, definitely this podcast will go a long way, where I come from an engineering background in oil and gas sector, and having you on this podcast to have a conversation on EPC domain and the expertise, I'm sure this is really going to be a wonderful and insightful podcast. So to start with, definitely we would like to have your introduction, and in that I would really like to know, how do you get an idea of training and the whole concept of Suvidha Institute of Technology, and where exactly you started your journey in 2002, but how do you want to tell your journey at that initial phase to the audience of podcast?
First of all, thank you for inviting me in this podcast. And telling something about me is, because the society trained me, they helped me in my education, and that only is the driving point that comes in mind. Like when I started knowing some industry, then we thought of making people ready to work for industry. And then when society contributed so many things, what to give back to the society? That was the question. So then I thought of, if we make people ready, if we support to their career, to their families, if we strengthen the company, that is the contribution to not only individual, but even to the nation. And that helped me to start this training. And almost from 20 years, we have maintained the same, and we have made this place the most respected place for the career building, where we have maintained also one training center only, with the everyday innovation in the training programs and the need of careers and as per the new technologies.
Yeah, even I did my piping engineering with Suvidha Institute of Technology in 2010. And today when I see on the website also, it is 148 batch you are actually running. And how do you feel like at this point, when of course you have already impacted so many lives of engineers throughout these batches? So what is that feeling today you are having on this long journey?
Yeah, we really proud that we have shaped the many career, and we have made the children realize that the parent hard earned money, how to utilize in development. Plus our student going in industry, now some of their managers, some of their HODs, and we are happy that they are contributing in the company development, they are contributing in the nation. So definitely it is proud feeling moment for us, that training almost 21,000 engineers in various discipline of the engineering sector, and alone piping almost 148 batches, and many of them are working in many countries, plus the quality was maintained. It gave opportunity to train the nationalities of 39 countries.
Definitely. It's a long journey when you are saying about 21,000 plus engineers and 148 batch only for piping engineer. Definitely, I can understand. It's a very huge numbers. Definitely. So my next question is, the purpose, even what I connect with is, this is what I would like to know from you, what you want to pass on the message to current generation, that when it comes to success as an engineer or even as industry expert, do you agree that it's not all about chasing or competing, but it's all about making yourself worthy enough for that success? What is that message would you like to pass on to the engineers who are listening to this? Do you agree with this, that first of all, it's not about competing or chasing, but they need to make sure that they are skillful enough, knowledgeable enough, so that they can really deserve that success in their journey as well.
Correct. So this is very important question, and it is very important for each and every life. See, every engineer or any person first should ask question, what exactly my liking is. Accordingly need to choose the subject, because subject we can choose, but many times profession is choosing us. So along with this learning, it is very much necessary to acquire the skill which are required in day-to-day working. And if we make ourselves eligible for the working, then only the opportunities are available, and that opportunities will support almost for next 15 years whatever the current projects are there in the life.
True, perfect. Yes, completely agree with you. So if you want to highlight, because there are so many courses are provided by Suvidya Institute of Technology and the services by Accent through your engineering firm as well, what you would like to highlight today for the audience, that these are something which they can really connect with Suvidya Institute of Technology and learn something which is really trending in today's oil and gas and EPC industry?
Yes. So very important is, when the question comes of skill, person should be working those who are training the new engineers, because academics help us to understand so many things, but training required for working, because training makes us work. Now when the question comes of training, there should be a team available who is having actual working knowledge. And to meet that requirement, we have decided to run two companies parallel, that in one company projects are taken, and because the projects are taken, our team is having hands-on experience, they are having updates of the industry, and the same project small case studies are getting done in the training program to give feel of actual working, which we say rehearsal of actual working. And through this Accent Techno Solution and the SIT, Suvidya Institute of Technology, making people ready to work for the today's project.
True, perfectly aligned with this, because even when I personally did my piping engineering in 2010, I actually went through struggle in the field to understand everything around piping engineering and what I was practically doing, because I did not have any practical knowledge earlier, because I had experience in pressure vessels and heat exchangers. And then suddenly I had to change my career from that domain to construction area. And exactly when I completed my 4-month course in Suvidya Institute of Technology, I could really learn and understand practical point of view of understanding how starting from piping isometric to a design of column. So it was a different experience learning at SIT, and I can really relate with what you are exactly telling. When it comes to theoretical knowledge and a practical knowledge, which I could really get it from my learnings at SIT. Now with this, if you really want to differentiate, like there are so many other institutes also in the market who are providing similar trainings or similar courses, what you would like to highlight to our audience so that they can really understand this, what exactly makes SIT as a different altogether from any other institute out there in the market?
Yes. First of all, we are not competing with any of the institutes in the world. We respect each and every organization. Now, telling about SIT, the Suvidya Institute of Technology is not a center who is just taking admissions to fulfill the batches. We have a certain survey that what is the need of industry. Based on that, we decide what will be the batch size. So we know that this much engineers are within 3 to 6 months are getting absorbed. The next is, now to support them in absorbing, what we do is, we give the work which is of live project. Because we have Accent Techno Solution, which is EPC company, we take these engineers on live project, so they get feel, they get confidence that how industry is working, how industrial documents are. Second, we take their mock interviews, and these mock interviews are surprise. So they develop confidence that how to give interview. And these interviews again are taken from industry professionals, because we are seeing each other every day. So new face, that actual person who is working in the industry, is invited and is taking the interview. Plus, we explain them which type of companies are there in the market, what are the departments, what type of activity the departments are doing, and based on acquired skill, which company is most suitable for that particular person. So mapping skill and requirement is one of the important activity we are doing. So before entering in the company, our students are knowing where I am going, what type of job I am going to do, and that much skills already I have acquired. Plus, we make them read the websites of the company, what is job description, what type of projects they are doing. Plus, we design project in the training program. That training programs are actual project pieces, like small case studies. So that case studies also, they many times present in the companies during interview, and company also get feel that yes, the person has did something by own hand. Also, there are softwares now included, because we are in industry 4, so many new softwares are required. Plus, how artificial intelligence is helping to run this plant. So artificial intelligence, machine learning, IoTs, these are now the parallel side of each training program. And this is the way all our students we are making ready for industry, for all companies which are in the world.
So do you mean you have added these concepts also? Artificial intelligence, machine learning?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
Because that is now need of next at least 10-15 years.
So with this, my next question is, even as an EPC industry or even as an institute, when you look at today's scenario, like after COVID and earlier industry, what challenges or struggles do you think industry is facing, and plus students are facing? What you would like to inform this audience that this is what actually is a change now, and how do you like handle this?
Now, for engineers, those who are coming out of college, what first we need to understand is that industry need the ready-to-work manpower. Now, to fulfill this requirement, the every engineer should have the reading skills first. Because of this today's internet environment, we are not reading. Second, because everything readily available, the visualization power started going down. And because of this, all new engineers are going to face difficulties, because software demands the visualization. Everything in the world is twice. First is in the brain, because that creates the image, and then that image is converted either into electronic screen or on paper. Now, that type of manpower in future might not be available or will be very few if we have not acquired the skill. See, the person who is feeding data in the software will be called as an operator. And the person who generates data for feeding into software, that data generator will be called as a design engineer. Converting text into graphic and converting graphic into text will be the demanding skills in future because of this electronic environment or the software environment in future.
True. So looking at all these change or altered scenario, my next question is little different. That as an audience also, I'm sure everyone would like to know, like, what is your typical daily routine? Where I want you to highlight one productivity habit which can really help listeners also to understand that this is what actually with the current change scenario where people have actually lost their time and the productivity because many of them are working from home. So what is that productivity habit you would like to recommend that this has really helped you also growing and having that sustainability in the industry?
Now, first, I'm working from my age 10 and my first planning, they start early in the morning. I plan my day before 6 o'clock and then I start working. So everything is properly planned. Everything is scheduled within time. What work will be uploaded to others, which work to monitor. So this everything is properly planned. And in the evening, I'm having habit that what is exactly my contribution? Activities all are doing. But in that activity, what is my contribution? What went well and what went wrong? So what went well, how to improve further, so next day time will save. And what went wrong, that again, how to bring on track. So here I spend almost 30 minutes every day, mostly in the evening, because morning time is used for planning and study, because every day at least I read minimum 15 to 30 minutes on my subject. Because when we are working in this industry, so knowing industry is very important. Technology is changing very fast. Now, not acquiring that new technology, we will be out of market. So, to keep ourselves updated, we need to do training program. Like still today, I'm learning many small training program. I did the training program on artificial intelligence, IoT. Almost in lockdown, I did 7 training program on this type of platform. So that has helped again further to plan the activities much faster. Plus, because I'm having habit of reading the paper books, that also helps to remember very fast and improves the efficiency. This is what my personal view when I read the paper books instead of many electronics.
That's such a wonderful tips you have given, and I'm sure the listeners would definitely take something from this to implement in their life as well. So planning in the morning and plus assessing the what went wrong and right, that is every evening, and keeping yourself continuously updated with the current trend and current knowledge in the industry. These are the 3 things I'm taking from what you said, and that's such a insightful information. Now my next question to you is, you will agree with me that definitely the industry has changed the way it is to work before pandemic and now it has changed drastically. So as a EPC industry plus institute, what are your 5 years plan down the line? What change you would like to inform to the audience so that they understand that this is what fast growth is going to happen and we need to connect with the industry at the right pace?
Now, if we see next 5 years, The first very important element is there in every work or every activity is the speed. And that speed with the quality. Is not only that person is running, but running with purpose. This is what this technology has taught us and is teaching us day to day. So our planning of next 5 years is to understand industry, that need to convert into training and to support companies by giving ready manpower, which will help to form more unicorn in next 5 years. So that is our main aim in future.
That is so crucial that today actually industry is definitely looking at people who are already 5 to 6 years experience and then they adopt in their industry and make them work. And that is what actually SIT is also helping. I was part of SIT also. And the transformation, what I could get, the way I used to work before I completed my piping engineering, the way I started working, that really helped me grow in my journey, professional journey as well in the APC industry. And I can really visualize the way you're talking, your next 5 years plan. So my next question is, would you like to share, like as an entrepreneur, when I connect with you as an entrepreneur, what was that one impactful moment which really changed complete perspective of your journey, which you would like to share with audience, that incident, that impactful moment in your journey?
Yes, the only thing is here, respect to the career, because my teachers purchased books for me and that respect towards my teacher, the same I have maintained towards the each and every career, those who are coming out of college, and to build them as a pillar of the future industry. Instead of earning a lot of money, money is required, but instead of earning that lot, if we earn something for our nation, if we build a more unicorn, if we make our new generation ready to do different type of businesses, then that definitely is going to drive the economy. And at least next 15 years we are thinking that how we can give the entrepreneurs to the society. Even one person, one company, even if we think of this, then also country like India will boost like anything. The economy will boost like anything. Because instead of thinking of one company of 5,000 crore, what I personally feel is, if we go for 5,000 companies of 1 crore also can change the entire scenario.
And I remember with your this statement, when in my batch, I was finishing my piping engineering with SID. I remember you did a session on entrepreneurship and gave us motivation that how someone if want to start with just designing an isometric for a building structure, and that can go a long way as an entrepreneur. And that was really inspiring. And even when, I'm sure when I approached you for this interview, it is just a motivation and inspiration for me that you agreed to give your time and come on this podcast for interview. Now, before last two questions, there is one fire rapid question which I'll just ask you. We just want to, you know, grab some tips and nuggets from you. The first is, do you have any quote which you feel that really transform your life and you follow that quote from your heart which you would like to share with the audience?
I'm not thinking something of quote, but there is something in my heart which is always burning to do something for every person, so that every person who will stand on their own leg to take care of the parents' need and parallelly the industry, because the parents are growing us, they take a lot of pain for us, and that pain these children should realize and should take care. There are some last 2 days, so parent will be happy. So I'm more working in this area where my parents has grown me, not knowing education. They made me capable to speak in front of nation. They made me capable to go in different countries and made me capable to grow the career also. So I'm respecting my parents, and whatever they have given me, whatever they have said, that I am doing everything for society, and that I am going to do till last day of my life.
Thank you so much for sharing these words of wisdom and your thought, which is consistently going in your mind. And I'm sure today's youth should take something from these thoughts and follow them, so that they can really understand what pain all of the listeners' parents also going through. And this millennial generation, we talk about, you know, the current generation, they should also take this as their cause of life and respect, and do something for the society and the parents for their betterment at the latter age of their life. So next question is, of course, as you said, you're fond of reading. So any one book which you would like to recommend to our listeners, that this is one book which you want to recommend in this podcast?
Like APJ Abdul Kalam's Agnipanth is there. Then, and there are many books available. I read a lot of books, like Robin Sharma's book, Alchemist. So many books are there. But this Wings of Fire, these books are there. And these many books, but definitely they are the something booster for me.
Third question is, what is that alternative career, if at all you are not in EPC and oil and gas engineering sector? What is that second career you think that you would have taken it as a career, looking at the current trend and the industry? What is that second career you feel is very important?
Definitely second career, I'm not having. Whatever I would have done, suppose even if I would have done carpentry, as I'm a born carpenter, then also I would have developed that courage and implemented to make many carpenters of the greatest skills.
Skills, yeah, okay. Wonderful. Fourth question is, one tip to improve memories. And this comes basically from my experience also, because I have seen you teaching after my engineering. I've seen you the first teacher, and I think the last one till today, who comes without book, without notes, and then designs complete column and gives complete question paper to the student. And then, you know, how it has come to you, and what tips you can give to me and my listeners on the memory?
Respect to anything and ownership of everything will help remember everything rather in the life.
So very important tip. Thank you. Your one remarkable or a favorite oil and gas project which you remember in your career as of now, that this was the project which was really crucial and which you remember the most?
Out of many projects, I will suggest we did the Usar Alibag carousel filling plant, that is the cylinder filling plant, which was almost along with my seniors. I did that complete, and that I remember very well. I know everything. And along with that, many refinery projects I did, including national, international level. And many projects are near to my heart. Because of that, only I am speaking everything without seeing, because I can visualize easily project. I can go easily to the site in fraction of second.
Yeah, and I can relate to this because I was part of your batch and I learned from you. So definitely I can relate to this. The last fire rapid question is, which is that one activity at SIT, which if you don't do, you feel you're missing something in a day?
The contribution in the learners. Ultimately, it is the breathing, day-to-day breathing.
So we are towards the last two questions. My question, there were very few interactions we had. Even I had a privilege to meet you when you used to come to Sharjah and used to do trainings at Petrify. If the way I talk about the purpose of Last Two Club, that I really want professionals to understand that it is not about competing or chasing or, you know, but it is all about how to make yourself worthy for that success, how to develop yourself first. So would you like to say something about me and my purpose on this second last question?
Related to development, what I will suggest is, now almost we are seeing people are in the race. So we should first come out of race. And instead of putting that race with others, if we start with me yesterday, me today, for making better tomorrow, then the today's development will be stress-free. Because we are putting race, or we are in the race with others, that is building a many stresses. Many of the people are stressed only because of this, because they want everything what others have. Instead of, I'll suggest, you should have everything what you want. So this is what is very important. This is what I feel.
And I think that's a purpose even I also want to drive the Last Two Club, and I'm sure I'll be moving in the right direction with the same purpose. Sir, last question is, of course the listeners are listening, some of them must be in the engineering industry, EPC industry. What is that one advice towards this end of this podcast you would like to share with these engineers who are aspired to take up the oil and gas and EPC industry? What is that one advice you would like to share in this last question?
Yes, I'll suggest that instead of doing so many things because others are doing, identify the own liking first. What I like that most, or without this I cannot live. Identify that activity. Search what type of skills are required. Identify relevant companies. See their working need. And make eligible for that company. And then apply. Out of 10, at least one company will give reply, because today many companies need the freshers manpower, those who are having the relevant skills. So just need to let go of our traditional mindset, and those who will adapt the new technologies faster, they will win the race.
So as you said earlier also, the speed and the time and the knowledge is very important to grow in the career. So thank you so much. Thank you very much, sir, for your time and accepting this invitation and coming on this podcast. And I'm sure this interaction would definitely help all the listeners and the engineers who are looking forward for making a career in engineering sector, or specifically in the oil and gas or EPC industry. They will definitely be looking forward with all these tips and the knowledge.
And I would highly encourage to get them connected with Suvidya Institute of Technology also. I will add the credentials to get connected in the description of this podcast so that they can connect with you. Anything specifically you would like to highlight or inform the audience on this podcast?
Now, first, again, let me thanks to you for making this happen, because I like this the most, your idea. I'm proud that one of my students is taking this initiative to spread the message of the organization whether you have learned. Because as the Suvidya Institute of Technology is in my heart, similarly, many students like you, they are having this organization in their heart, and they are contributing a lot in developing the organization by sending the suggestions and making the programs as per the latest need of the industry. So thank you so much for that, because I really proud, and all you are in my heart. Every person of SIT is the pillar of the nation. This is what our concept is, because through that we also contribute little in making our nation technologically self-reliant. So thank you so much. I'm very happy.
Thank you very much, sir. Actually, whenever anybody has asked me that who is my mentor or a coach or to whom I look up when it comes to oil and gas and EPC industry, I have many times given an example of you. And I have always talked about...
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So it's really a great honor for me to have you on my podcast and talk to you and have this conversation recorded, so that it is really be helpful for all the engineers out there who are listening to this podcast. So thank you so much. And in future, I'm definitely looking forward to connect with you and learn something more from you and share it again on the podcast so that more and more people can learn and prosper in their career in the engineering and EPC industry. So thank you so much. Thank you very much, sir.
आपको हमारा ये एपिसोड कैसा लगा जरूर बताइए. Go to lastroclub.com and drop your feedback there. If you haven't downloaded the Lastro Club app as of now, then it's high time for you to go to your Play Store and download the mobile app now and listen to all the episodes on Lastro Club app. Before I leave, as I always say, let's create a beautiful legacy of a great mankind with only religion as a humanity and single nation with no boundaries. Signing off for now, this is your host, Vittal Mane. We'll talk to you next week with fresh and high vibrating thoughts. Until then, take care, stay safe and healthy, and do keep listening to Lastro Club.